Okay, we're on Ayin Beis, I'm at Al Zatap. Okay, the Maya Skina. It says, what? Oh, yeah, the Rashi's in the Pesach Sheshachta B'Shabbos Shalom B'Shmo. Kesavar Keshem Shemutter L'Shmo. Kach Mutter Shalom. He made a mistake. He thought just like you're allowed to shech Kodem Pesach L'Shmo, you could shech it for something else too. Chayiv Chatos Shechil Shabbos B'Shogeg. There's Mechal Shabbos B'Shogeg. In Enom Re'uyim L'Pesach. But if you shech something that's not fit to be Kodem Pesach, an Egel, can I call an Egel or Ayel, then Shtei Shomim, or in a Keva. Chayiv Olav Chatos. Im Nel Min Menu Shabbos. If you have a chattas, if you forgot it was Shabbos, if you're a shogig, it's amazing you don't bring the chattas. Okay, so we're shemutu lishchot acherim l'shem Pesach b'Shabbos. So you thought that as long as you shechted l'shem Pesach, it's okay. The high lav toa b'dvar mitzvahu. This isn't toa b'dvar mitzvah where you could consider it either more of an onus or misasik. One of the two. So some achronim say that toa b'dvar mitzvah is more like an onus. It's not shogeg, because you're so busy with the mitzvah, it's almost like you did it accidentally. Or it's misasik. Misasik is where you do something and you're not, what's it called, you don't have kavana for the maisa even. We're just agavurcha. And we have a special pasuk. Misasik is pater from a kavachata. So the difference between them could be, there's another machlokas. If a certain person is toa b'dvar mitzvah, and he does a mitzvah, Rabbi Yeshua holds that you're not chayiv achatos, is it because you didn't do an aveira at all? Or you did an aveira except it's pater from achatos? If you hold it's like an onus, could be you didn't do any aveira. If you hold it's misasik, there's an opinion that misasik is over the aveira, except you don't have to bring achatos. So shayla is, when you're toed with bar mitzvah, and you did a mitzvah, right, are you over the aveira that you did? We'll see in 1 second what the, we learned it yesterday already, we'll see again. This is not Torah Dvar Mitzvah, because everybody knows these things are in a Kosher L'Pesach. Imru Uyun Heim, Kegon Shu Seh Ben Shomer Shal Shlomim, Sheshach Dvar Shem Pesach, but if the carbon, the animal itself, was fit to be a carbon Pesach, except it was a Shlomim, but it was fit to be a Pesach, and by mistake you shechted it, L'Shem Pesach, to mitosh Torah Dubo, Lishcho Pischo Torah Bezeh, since you're busy to bring your carbon Pesach, right, you're all flustered and anxious to bring your carbon Pesach. You forgot that you were makdish this as a shlomim, and you thought you were makdish this as a carbon Pesach. So now you were toed b'dvar mitzvah, and you did a little bit of a mitzvah because the carbon is kosher, right? A shlomim that you shecht of the shem Pesach is kosher. It's just not you're not yotzei, you're shlomim with it, but it's a carbon kosher. So you did a mitzvah. Even though you were told b'dvar mitzvah, he holds a regular shogeg. Rabbi Yeshua Poter, the Ksaver told b'dvar mitzvah, as the mitzvah called who, Poter Michiyuv Chata Shabbat. That Rabbi Lezer holds that if you were told, Rabbi Yeshua holds that if you were told b'dvar mitzvah, and you did a mitzvah, even a small mitzvah, something you accomplished, so then it's not, you're not chayiv chatas. Like we said, either because since you're so involved with the mitzvah, that it's considered an onus, or it's misasik. You don't have enough kavana to be chayiv achatos. Zeh osa mitzvah shikrif kodem. V'chol hazvachim shenizbechul shelo l'shmon k'sherim, v'af ha'nishchotim l'shem ha'pesach. Rabbi Yeshua machshav ahu, v'perek tomid nishchot. Even if you shecht other animals l'shem kodem pesach, that Yeshua holds that that's kosher. The carbon is kosher. It's not yotzi, like anything that you shecht shelo l'shmon. Mein Pesach Shemutter, L'Shoch Tov B'Shabbos L'Shmo, Shina Shmo, Modus Li D'Chayiv Chatzis, Ketan Le'el. Right, so Rabbi Lezer said to Rabbi Yeshua, you're molded to me that if you shechted a Pesach, Shalom L'Shmo, right, well you didn't do any mitzvah because the Pesach's puzzle, then what's it called? You're Chayiv Chatzis, you're Mechal Shabbos. You brought a Pesach L'Shem Shlomim, the Pesach is puzzle, you burn on Shabbos, you're Chayiv Chatzis. But if you, so what's it called? Shina b'davar asrus. If you brought another card, the l'shem Pesach, where you did it for something that's what's it called? Not the chlau, not mutter on Shabbos. For sure, you should be chayav chatos. The answer is no. Where Pesach you were mishana for something that's also on Shabbos. when you shechted the shlomim l'shem Pesach, you mishamit for something that's mutter on Shabbos. You made a mistake. You thought this one was okay on Shabbos. Sheshachtu l'shem korbanos acherim shasurim l'shochtim b'Shabbos. Sheshina b'davar ha-mutter, sheshachtu l'shem Pesach, shemutter l'shochtim b'Shabbos. But when you shechted the shlomim l'shem Pesach, there you had intention to do something that was okay on Shabbos. So there you tore a bit by mitzvah. Shemora says, no, emurei tzibur, if I shech the korban, and I have kavan to shech it for the l'shem korban tomit, which is mutter on Shabbos, I'm still going to be what's it called chayiv v'chatas. And we'll see that Rabbi Lazar agrees, or Rabbi Yeshua agrees to that. Korbanos ha'amurim b'tzibur, kegon, tamidim, u'musotim yochichu, shemutarim l'shochtem l'shmon, v'ashochet shayiv z'vokim l'shmon b'Shabbos chayiv. You shech another korban, l'shem korban tomit, you chayiv v'chatas. Even though the korban tomid is mutter to shech on Shabbos. So you were toeh to do what's it called, a different korban that's mutter on Shabbos, toeh bidvar mitzvah, and you did a mitzvah, and the korban's kosher. Still, you chayiv v'chatas. Sheyesh v'en kitzvah, so Rabbi Lezer answered, no, it's a difference. Because a korban tomid is only one. Right? Once it was brought, that's it. Right? You had no right to make a mistake to think you can bring another korban tomid. You'll see a lot of people being osik in korban atomit. One person, one korban, that's it. That's called not toa b'dvar mitzvah. And once the korban atomit is finished, nobody's busy in thinking about bringing a korban atomit, that could be a reason to potter him from a chatas. It's a regular shogig. Made a mistake. You shouldn't have made a mistake. There's nothing that adds to the mitigating circumstances to the mistake that were taken away from a chatas. Tomer v'pesach she'en lo kitzvah. Now she'en kin korban pesach, there's no limit. Now you see everybody around shechting korban pesach, and you forgot that you already shechted, or you're doing, you think you're going to do it for somebody else. Shakol tzrichim l'kach. V'ayro'a acherim harbi oskim l'kach. V'tor v'sasik v'mitzvah. He's busy, and he has this mitzvah on his mind. Even if he already shechted his korban pesach, he only has to bring one. But everybody's all sick, and he can bring for somebody else. So he brought it for somebody else. He said, whoever this belongs to, I'm shechting it for him. And he made a mistake, because it really was a shlomim. That's why he's called Torah b'dvar mitzvah, and he did a mitzvah. Rameir holds a shochet acherim kol shabbos l'shom l'shem emurei tzibur potter. Rameir holds even the yeshech, a shlomim, l'shem korban tamid. You're also what's it called potter. Even though it has a set amount, Rameir holds that that's also called tor b'dvar mitzvah. See why. Shochet b'shabbos shlo v'yochlev. If you shech the korban pesach on Shabbos, and you check it for people who can't eat it, totally, so it's possible. The pesach possible. The nail they never Shabbos, so Kesavr Shekosher. And he either forgot it was Shabbos, or he thought that the people could eat. Shalom le'ochlev l'chol le'zokim. Right? That's people who can't eat. Chayiv chatas, lo nitna litchos Shabbos, it's a shechita zu. It's chayiv chatas because he's mechal Shabbos. The korban pesach is poshut. Le'ochlev shalom le'ochlev poshut, or pesach kosher. The shechta for some people who can eat and some people not, the korban's kosher. The nail, you're not mechal Shabbos. You found it to be a balmum, you're chayiv achatas. It's a shogeg, it's a shogeg. Why? To have it the kavurah, the dikura. You should have checked it. It's a cooking where the mum was something that you could see. Shemashko abalimas you have, and you never called him shchita, and nimnu alachim. If you shechted it and you thought you had your group, and all your group left you, you didn't know. You didn't have to check to see. And therefore you're an omis. Oshemesu, or they died. Oshenitmo, or they became tamei. The achshav lo nitna litcho Shabbos. So now you can't check this korban pesach because there's nobody left on it, right, that can eat it or whatever. Potter. Shomesu. The lohay yodesh came. You didn't have to go checking to see if the people died or they became tamei. The lohay yodesh came. Something can assume that it remained the same way. What? We'll see. Gemara says that there's a sheet that you can't check korban pesach for just one person. But the ma'aseh machlokes are tamei. Okay, but my askina, ilay me betoeh Right? If it's talking where you made a mistake, Rashi, you had a Korban Pesach, and you thought it was a Shlomim, and you shechted it with saying Shlomim by mistake. Okay? Shmasmi no Akira b'tor, Sami Akira. So we learn from here that, what's it called, that if, even if you made a mistake, right, Shmasmi no Medetani Chayev, I'm a puzzle. The fact that it says that you're chayev achatas means that the carbon is possible. Because if it would be kosher, you wouldn't be chayev achatas. So that means if you shechted a Pesach l'shlem shlomim by mistake, right, it's possible. So we see akira b'tol, shalom iskaven lakar shem Pesach nimenu, havi akira kokra midas. Since you thought it was a shlomim, you didn't intend to take a Pesach and make it into a shlomim. You thought it was a shlomim. But that doesn't make a difference. As long as you shechted something, even by mistake, right, and it's totally whether hektish betos is hektish or not, right? If you made what's it called something hektish betos, some chokas beisul and beishamai, whether it's hektish or not, beisul holds hektish tos is not a hektish, and beishamai says it is a hektish. So if you hold that what's it called even betoa, you can mimaktish something or you can make a machshava in something, even if you made a mistake. Then that would be pretty much like the person who holds hektish betos is hektish. But if you hold hektish betos is not a hektish, there'll be a difference between making a mistake and otor something mamish, where you did it on purpose. Ela ba'okir. Shmura says, no, it's talking taka where you did it on purpose. Because if you did it by mistake, that's not good enough to passel. Because things you do by mistake, by hektish, are not, don't have an effect. Shmura says, aim a sefer. Right? And the Sefer says that if you have other korbanos that are fit, if they're not fit to be a korban pesach, then you chayev a chatos no matter what. But if they're fit to be a korban pesach, right, and you shechted them, so then you were toa b'dvar mitzvah. You thought it was a korban pesach. And there's no reason that you shouldn't have thought so, because it's the kind of animal you could bring a korban pesach from. And you did a mitzvah, the korban's kosher. So there, Rabbi Yeshua holds, you're not chayev achatas, and Rabbi Lezer holds, you still are. So the chor of the iba okir, if it's talking where you did it on purpose, you knew it was a shlomim, and you shechted the korban pesach, mali ruim, mali shen ruim. Then what difference does it make if it's something that's roy to be, the whole svara that it's roy to be a korban pesach is you made a mistake, and you thought this was a korban pesach. And that's why you shechted the Shem Pesach. So you were toed the Dvar Mitzvah, and you were also Mitzvah. That's where Rabbi Yeshua holds that it's good, that you're not Chayv Achatas. But if you knew that it wasn't a Korban Pesach, then what difference does it make if it's something fit or not? You knew that this was not Korban Pesach, and you did it the Shem Shlomim, you did a Shlomim the Shem Pesach, and you knew it wasn't a Korban Pesach, then you're not toed the Dvar Mitzvah. You knew that this wasn't a Pesach. So what's a toed the Dvar Mitzvah? El Pshita B'toed. Must be that it's talking where you made a mistake. And you thought it was a Korban Pesach, and it really was a Shlomim. And that's why Rabbi Yeshua holds your potter. Reisha ba'okir v'seifa b'toah. Comes out, the Reisha is talking where you did it on purpose. And everybody holds there, and you're chayev achatas. And the Seif is talking where you made a mistake. Omer avadamin, Reisha ba'okir v'seifa b'toah nechanami. The Reisha is talking in this case, the Seif is talking in this case. Ashkechei Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef Levavo, the Havi Kaba Achlusa de Inshi, or there's another Girsa be Achlusa de Usha. He was in Usha, or he was in a big crowd. Achlusa de Inshi. Amalei, they were in a big crowd. Amalei Masnis and Mai. So they're talking and learning. So he said, "What's our Mishnah?" Amalei Reisha Ba'okir V'Seifa B'Toleh. You have to explain that the Reish is talking where you on purpose did it, and the Seif is talking where you made a mistake. The command the mantra bekise, and he learned from him 40 times. He chazed it over 40 times, and it was like it was put in his pocket. So I say two things over here. First of all, you have to understand why they had a chazer so many times, because everything was baal peh. They couldn't look up the Gemara, and they couldn't open the sefer. So everything they had to review over and over, so they really know it. But the Gemara says that eno dome. What's it called? Shona Talmudo Meyapam in the Meyapam. That sounds like you have to be Choser 100 times. 101 times. Why only 40? 40 is because that's how many days it took for the Torah to be given. 40 days.
So Chas Rehov 40 times is. So some say that in a Konami, this is, argues on that. That Gemara holds you have to chazer 100 times, this one holds only 40 times or not. And others said, no, it doesn't say he didn't stop. He started with 40 times. Then he had it like it was in his pocket. But the Vilna Gaon says, when you have something in your pocket, you still keep feeling it around. The Gemara says, people always feel around things in their pocket. So you chazer another 60 times after it's in your pocket. It doesn't say it was like it was munach the kufsa. He had it like it was in a box. It was in his pocket, but he'd still keep chazering it. Tnan, Rashi, Mali she'ein ru'uyin oker lav toa b'dvar mitzvahu. L'mai said, if you did it on purpose, that's not toa b'dvar mitzvah. You didn't make a mistake thinking you were going to do a mitzvah. You knew for sure that this is not a korban pesach. You knew for sure it was a shlamin. V'amai patalei rabbi yeshua b'ru'uyin v'halodol tovo. Even if it was something fit for korban pesach, you knew it wasn't, then you're not toa b'dvar mitzvah. She'odeh she'enu pesach. Reisha, Tesla Shishachto, Seifu Shar Kol Azvachim. So we have to say that Reisha is talking where you made a mistake, and that's why what's it called, it's considered Pasul. And Seifu, where the carbon is anyway kosher, is talking where you taka were Okir, where you did it on purpose. No, Reisha is talking where you did it on purpose, and Seifu is talking where you made a mistake. They were in a big crowd, and they were talking and learning. Oh, okay, right. Tznan. Omer b'lezer. Mayim Pesach shemutu l'shmo. Kishishina shmo chayiv. My korban Pesach, which is mutter. If you shecht it with shem Pesach. That's a mitzvah. But if you change it to something else. Chayiv, yichayiv achatos. Zvachim shem asur l'shmo. Other korbanos, that if you shecht them l'shem themselves. You shecht it l'shem shlomim. Right? Is asur. Right? Because you're not allowed to shecht it on Shabbos. Kishashina shmamin odin shechayiv. If you shecht it l'shem Pesach, surely it should be pasul. And it should be chayiv achatos. If you shecht it for what it was supposed to be, you're chayiv achatos. Surely if you shecht it for what it's not supposed to be. Where it says, in Esau, if that's true, l'chora, right, halo domi. Because it's not the same. What are we saying? If you shecht it a Pesach, right, l'shem other things, but that has to be talking where you did it on purpose. Because if you did it by mistake, right, the carbon's kosher, as we said. So it has to be where you did it on purpose. That's when it's possible. And the seifa, where you shechted other things, was where you did it by mistake. So what's Rabbi Eliezer proving to Rabbi Yeshua that you're wrong? That if you shechted a shlom in l'shem Pesach, you're not chayiv achatos, right? L'chora, and Rabbi Eliezer says, well, how could that be? If you shecht a Pesach l'shem shlomin, you're chayiv achatos, surely a shlomin l'shem Pesach, we change it to something else. No, the Reish is talking, we did it on purpose. And the Seif is talking, we made a mistake. So the logic doesn't hold. If you did a Pesach on purpose l'shem shlomin, that's why you're chayiv achatos. But if you did a shlomin by mistake l'shem Pesach, maybe not. Hello, Dami. Dereisha boker v'seifa b'toah. Moshe says, Rabbi Lezer lo shani le. Rabbi Lezer doesn't hold any difference. Rabbi Lezer holds oker and toah the same thing. Why? Because he holds hektish b'toos is yes hektish, and therefore it doesn't make a difference. You made a mistake, or if you did it on purpose. In both cases, it would be possible. So he didn't learn this that reisha b'oker and seifa b'toah. He learned that it doesn't make a difference. They're all the same. So mainly, he had this question. But Rabbi Yeshua would learn that Oker is different than Toa. The Reish is talking by Oker. The Seif is talking by Toa. Menela, there's no question that you shechted a Pesach on purpose for Shem Shlomim. Then why a Shlomim when you made a mistake and you thought it was a Pesach should you be potter? Because you made a mistake. And in Echonami, Rabbi Yeshua holds that if you did it on purpose, you're talking not Toa but Dvar Mitzvah and you're Chayiv Achatos. Rabbi Yeshua, the Shani lay. So the Gemara says, why didn't Rabbi Yeshua answer him like that? Why didn't Rabbi Yeshua say, no, the Reish is talking, we did it on purpose, and the Seif is talking, made a mistake. Right? Gemara says, Lishnei lay hachi, let him answer like that. Hachi karma lay. L'didi lo domi reish shabokar v'seifa b'toah. It's no cash on me, because I hold the Reish is talking, we did it on purpose, and the Seif is talking, made a mistake. L'didoch, but you hold, there's no difference. Right? I have another answer for you. Even according to what you hold, I have an answer. Lo, imamris for Pesach, Shashina Shmola Dobrasha. Pesach, you made a mistake into something from something mutter to something awesome. That's why you chayev a chatas. You weren't told it by mitzvah. You thought it was a shlomi, but a shlomi you can't bring on Shabbos. So anyway, you would think you're doing something wrong. Toma bizvachim sheshina shlomi devramuter. But when you made a mistake by kodin pes by shlomi the ishekta the shem pesach, you thought it was a pesach, or you did it bedafka the shem pesach, which is mutter on Shabbos. There, what's it called? A different story. There, you're told it's bar mitzvah. Rashi. Hello, dummy. Reish of the Sefer. Why can you ask a question from the Reish of the Sefer? They're talking on two different cases. The Reish of Ba'okir V'Lav Toil. You didn't make a mistake. Mashenki, well, you made a mistake. Rabbi Yeshua holds that you're parted from a chatas because you told it's bar mitzvah. So what's Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua's kash and Rabbi Yeshua? Where it says the Rebbe Ezra, the Doi, Hai Kav HaChomer, Lo Shani, Le Bein Oker, the Torah, Ein HaChanam, Rebbe Ezra doesn't make a difference between Oker and Torah. So he holds that both of them can be talking when you were what's it called Torah. And still, you're Chai V'Chatas. Umakshin, Rebbe Shur, the Shani, Le Lei Malei, the Lo Domi, Torah, Lo Oker. If Rebbe Shur holds the difference, let him say that answer. Amai HaHadar, Le Taima, Mishum, Shishina, B'Dover, Asher. Why do you give an answer? Now this one you thought it was something Mutter, and this one you thought it was something Asher. Say Parsha, this one you made a mistake, and this one you did on purpose. Well, it says that he answered him with Tid Varav. I hold Taka, there's no question. But according to you, that there's a question, I still have an answer. Omer Rebbe Lezer, Emurei Tzibur Yochichu, Shehen Mutarim Lishman, Vashochik Lishman Chayim. So Rebbe Lezer said, you agree with me that somebody shechted a carbon shlomim, l'shem, a carbon ola, let's say, l'shem carbon tamid, even though he was Mishan L'Dobr HaMutter, because the carbon of Talmud you can bring on Shabbat. Still, he's Chayav HaChatas. Right? Omer Lo Rabbi Yeshua, Lo Imamas, Be'murat Sibur, Shekin Yishlam Kitzvah. He said, I agree with that, because that's not Torah with Bar Mitzvah, because there's no reason to think that you could bring a carbon Talmud. That's something you're not apprehensive about and anxious about doing. Because once one carbon Talmud is brought, that's it. There's no inyan of bringing more than one carbon tumid. It has a set amount. Tomer of a Pesach Shemo Kitzvah. But Pesach, you're involved with, your mind is on it, because you can bring more than one carbon. There's a lot of people bringing carbon Pesach. Mar says, the name of the Chorhecha and Reb Meir holds, no, even if it has a set amount, still you put it. Mar says, the name of the Chorhecha, the Isle Kitzvah, Mechayiv Reb Yeshua. It comes out that Reb Yeshua agrees that wherever something has a set amount, right, then you don't say Torah bar mitzvah. Torah bar mitzvah is only where you have the mitzvah on your head, right, because you could do a lot. But if you do only one, and you did it already, then you don't have the mitzvah on your head anymore. So that's not called Torah bar mitzvah. Rashi. The Pesach Shein Lo Kitzvah, Ein Cheshbon the Pesachim. There's no limit. He thought that this animal, which was really a shlamin, was a carbon Pesach that was lost, and he shechted it for whoever's animal that says, I'm shechting it for his name. He figured he was doing the guy a favor. So he was toed with bar mitzvah, because he was thinking he was doing a carbon Pesach, and everybody's involved in carbon Pesach, right, because a lot of people doing it. So he had a right. We understand that he was mixed up, and he was mixed up because he was apprehensive about doing a mitzvah. So that's called Torah bar mitzvah. Shmar says, is that true? That wherever something has a limit, Rabbi Yeshua holds it's not Torah bar mitzvah. The Hari Tinokos, the Yeshua and Kitzvah, right? The case of the babies, and it has a set amount. We'll see in 1 second. And still, Rabbi Yeshua holds you potter from a chatas. You say tov bar mitzvah. Usnan, we have a mishnah. Mishahoyu lo shnei tinokos. Guy had two children from two different wives, or one was sick, right? And he didn't mal him on the proper time. Then they had another kid. Right, a year later, this first kid was still sick, and he didn't get better till a year later. And now he had another kid, and this kid is healthy, and he's ready to have his bris on the eighth day. Echad lemulo achara Shabbos. Or he had two kids from two different wives. One was born on Sunday and one was born on Shabbos. So the one who was born on Sunday, his bris is going to be on Sunday. The one who was born on Shabbos, his bris is going to be on Shabbos. The Echad Lemula B'Shabbos. He had two kids waiting for a bris. One to Mal on Shabbos and one to Mal on Sunday. The Shochach, or he's a moel, and he had two brisim that day, and the, both kids brought their kid, what's the thing, what's it called? They were both were there. She had one tamal on Shabbos and one tamal on Sunday. The shochach umal shel achar haShabbos b'Shabbos, and by accident, a mistake, he shechted the Sunday kid on Shabbos. Okay. What? He shechted the Sunday kid on Shabbos.
Mal.
Oh, shechted. Right. He mauled the, right. He mauled the Sunday one on Shabbos. Chayiv. He's chayiv. Why? Because he's tov by mitzvah, but he's not also mitzvah. Since he mauled the kid before Kodim's mano, there's no mitzvah. Now that's a big shayla. Because the halacha is that if you maul a kid by mistake within the 8 days, you don't even have to be matif tambris, machlokis. But we paskin that you don't have to be matif tambris. You yotze the mitzvah. So there's two answers. One is, it's not, you're not yotze the mitzvah because you're mekayim the mitzvah of mila. You weren't mekayim the mitzvah because it's shalobis mano. But the kid, lemaisa, is not an oral. So lemaisa is not, you can do. You're mevakel the mitzvah. Not that you're mekayim the mitzvah, but he's not an oral, so let the mouth. Or, you're yotze the mitzvah, but not when you mouth him. When the eighth day comes and he's moral, that's when the mitzvah is. But at the time you mauled him, it was shalobis mano. It's not considered orla, people shalobis mano, and therefore it's not a mitzvah. So either the mice in the end he has a mitzvah, but only memela when the eighth day comes, not when you actually did it. Or there's no mitzvah l'chlau. It's just that you move after the mitzvah because now the kid's not an oral, and you did it in the time when there's no mitzvah smila. So you didn't do any mitzvah. So by mauling the Sunday one on Shabbos, you were toed the Dvar Mitzvah, but you didn't do a mitzvah. Echad l'mula be'erev Shabbos. Be'echad l'mula be'Shabbos. What the opposite case? You had a kid from Friday and a kid Shabbos. And by some reason, you didn't do the kid on Friday. Right? You, what's it called? You forgot or whatever. For some reason, you didn't maul the Friday kid. B'shochach umal shel erev Shabbos be'Shabbos. And by mistake, you maul the Friday one on Shabbos. So now it's Mila Shalobis Mano, but you yotze the mitzvah. Except you machal Shabbos. Because it's not Mila Shalobis Mano is not Docha Shabbos. Only Mila that you do on the eighth day, that you have to do on the eighth day, is Docha Shabbos. Mila that's past the eighth day is not Docha Shabbos. Rav Elezer Mechayev Chatos, Rav Yeshua Potter. In this case, Rav Elezer says you Chayev Chatos, and Rav Yeshua says you Potter. Why? Because you're Toed the Dvar Mitzvah, the Asa Mitzvah. Right? So the chora over here, the chora, once you mouth the kid on Shabbos, who was, what's it called, who had to be on Shabbos, and you have only left the one, the Friday one, right, so you have no mitzvah to do anymore. There's a set limit of how many kids you can mouth, right? You only had only these two kids. So the chora, what's it called, it has a kitzvah, it has a limit. And so we say, Tavit Bar Mitzvah, also Mitzvah. You're a potter from a chak. The Rashi. Eshel Erev Shabbos, Umar Eshel Acher Shabbos, B'Shabbos Chayiv. The Tavit Bar Mitzvah, lo also Mitzvah. That I know he gives mano. Since you mouth him, toks mano, there's no Mitzvah. Umar, the Rabbi Yeshua, the Chayiv. There even Rabbi Yeshua is Mother Yechayiv Achatas. Eshel Erev Shabbos, B'Shabbos, but the opposite case. You did the Erev Shabbos one on Shabbos, so now you're doing him on the ninth day. Kesavishu shal Shabbos. You thought it was the Shabbos one. The Zeshal Erev Shabbos, it was the Friday one. Right? The Zeshal Erev Shabbos, for your Esmo Cholo, Shenanas. Right? The one you're supposed to maul, Erev Shabbos, was sick. Or something happened, you didn't maul. So now he's left over on Shabbos, and you're really not supposed to maul him on Shabbos. You're supposed to wait till Sunday. Umilash lobis mana in Dochas HaShabbos. The Hoyal Vavris mana, Yam Tinad Lamacher. Since it's not Mila Bishmini, you wait till the next day. He doesn't hold this whole svar of Tavit Var Mitzvah. Rabbi Yeshua Potter, the Tavit Var Mitzvah also Mitzvah Potter. Rabbi Yeshua holds if you were Tavit Var Mitzvah and you did a mitzvah, then you're Potter. The Yafal Gab the Chil Shabbos, the Asher Shlokadas, even though you were Machal Shabbos, from Rashi's Mashma, that Tavit Var Mitzvah, right, is you're over the Isser. It's only that, what's it called, that you're not chayav v'chatos. You come up on mitzvah smila, ki yom v'maisi, you're mekayim mitzvah smila. V'hachanami, apagav di islu kitzvah lifter. Over here, l'maisa, what's it called, same thing. there's a certain amount of kids you can mouth. It's not unlimited. Not everybody's being involved in meal over here. Right? And if it's other people's children, it's not your field. So it's only the ones that you're chayav in that are nogeya. Right? Even though it has a set amount. The it's kosher. So you were toed the bar mitzvah and you did a mitzvah. What do we care that there's no limit. Over here, there is a limit. Over here, there's a limit too. Amar Rav Ami, Hachav Mayaskinan, Kigon Shekodem Umala Shal Erev Shabbos B'Shabbos. The Ika Hach B'Shabbos the Torah Day. Now it's talking, but the second kid is still there. We thought in the beginning it's talking even in the case where you're already a mal, the one from Shabbos, and now you only have the one from Erev Shabbos left. And you made a mistake and you thought that this one also is a mal on Shabbos. He thought he was the Shabbos one. So then there's only one kid. Then it's like the Korban Talmud. There was nothing else that you could make a mistake in. There's one kid, right? You should have known that you did the Shabbos one already. You shouldn't have made the mistake in the second one. Same thing. You knew that the Korban Talmud was brought when he tried to bring another Korban Talmud. You knew you had two kids, and one was Friday, and one it was not Tocha Shabbos, and one Shabbos. You did the Shabbos kid already. So it's almost like they checked with the Korban Talmud. What do you think you can bring another one? So it's exactly the same case. So if that's the case, what's it called there? It's taka no good. But it's talking over here where you didn't yet mal the kid from Shabbos. You first mal the kid from Erev Shabbos. And the other one was still there while you did it. So now there's in kitzvah. Because you were tarred with the second one. That could be Docha Shabbos. There was something else, just like Korban Pesach. There were others there that could be Docha Shabbos. You could check for somebody else. Mashenkin over here, there was only one milah to do. Mashenkin where there's more than one. Same thing with the Korban Talmud. We'll see in one second. If they hadn't yet checked with the Korban Talmud, right, then the Choriyus still were bold and Torah. Hacha, but in the case of the Talmud, Kigon Shekodem Mishachtinu Lemuret Sibu Bereishim. Talking where they already shechted the Korban Talmud. So there's no reason to think you could do another one. And in the Chinami, by Mila, if they had mauled the Shabbos one already, and only the Erev Shabbos one was left, be the same halachi, be chayiv, according to the lesson. It's only because you had both in front of you. You didn't do the Shabbos one, and you did the Erev Shabbos one, thinking it was the Shabbos one, and you still were tarred in the next one to do. You had another one to do. That's why it's Torah B'Tvar Mitzvah. Rashi, Hacha, the Mayaskina, could go to Kodam Umal Shal Erev Shabbos B'Shabbos. B'Shor Shemal Ezeh Adayin Shnei Momdim. At the time that you mauled the Erev Shabbos one by mistake, the other one was still there. You didn't maul him first. The Mishum Hachi Patr, the Torah HaYavechad Mehen. The Yodeh Hu Shayom Chobos Erechad Olam. You knew that one of them is Docha Shabbos, and you had both of them in front of you. The only thing is you made a mistake, and you mauled the Erev Shabbos one. So you were toed the Dvar Mitzvah, in a mitzvah that is Docha Shabbos, and you made a mistake and did the one that's not, and you were also mitzvah. That's where Rabbi Yeshua holds, that you're perfect. Umasnisen, in our Mishnah, where it says that if you shechted the Korban Ta'ola, L'Shein Korban Tamid, that you're what's it called, even according to Rabbi Yeshua, your Chayiv Achatos, is where they already shechted the Korban Talmud. So there's nothing left in front of you that's Docha Shabbos. Kigon v'kodem v'shachtinu le'murei tzibur. V'hash t'lo ha'vitorid v'osuk v'shvitasam. Now you're finished. You have no reason to think you can do another one. So what are you tolerating? Therefore, you made a mistake if you bring a Korban Chatos. Mar says, Ihochi, Reb Meir omar apa shochid l'shem ha'murei tzibur potter, apa gav v'kodem v'shachtinu le'murei tzibur b'reisha. Now it comes out of Meir holds that the case for Rebbe Lesser and Rebbe Yeshua both hold that Yechai Bechatos, Rebbe Meir holds your potter. That means the case we're talking about, where Rebbe Lesser would agree, is where you already, what's it called, shechted the Korban Talmud. That means Rebbe Meir would hold, even if you shechted the Korban Talmud already, you're still potter. Why? Why is he
Why is he told it's bar mitzvah? There's no second talmid to bring that the guy should think that he should check the carton talmid because they forgot to bring the talmid. He's bringing it for the tzibur. When it says Vatanya, it can't be. Rabbi Chiya, me evil orev. Rabbi Chiya came from this place called Evil Orev. Amrav Meir, send the name of Rav Meir. Lo nech galu Rabbi Lezer Yeshua shahoy lo shnei tinokos. Echad lomu b'erev Shabbos. The echad lomu b'Shabbos. V'shochach umal shal erev Shabbos b'Shabbos dechayim. Rabbi Meir said that both Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua agree that if you have two children tomorrow, one from Friday and one for Shabbos, and you forgot, and you mouthed the Erev Shabbos one on Shabbos, that you chayv achatzis. And so Rav Meir holds clearly that in that case, you chayv achatzis. Al ma nechleku, where is the machlokis? Al shahayi lo shnei tinokos, echad lomu acharat Shabbos, the echad lomu b'Shabbos. Where you had two, one to mal on Sunday, and one to mal on Shabbos. V'shokach umal ishal achar Shabbos b'Shabbos. And you mouthed the Sunday one on Shabbos. Rabbi Lezer Mechayiv Chatas, Rabbi Shua Poter. Then we'll see in one second it can't be. It's the opposite case, right? We're saying now that if you mouth the Friday one on Shabbos, everybody holds your Chayiv Chatas. If you mouth the Sunday one on Shabbos, that's where the Machlokas is. And what is it? Tisbara. Mahosim Delo Ovid Mitzvah Poter Rabbi Shua. Hechad Deko Ovid Mitzvah Mechayiv. That can't be. Because in the case where you mouth the Sunday one on Shabbos, you weren't Mechayiv any Mitzvah. And that's the case you're telling me, Rabbi Shua says you're potter? Then if you mouth the Friday one on Shabbos, surely you should be potter. Because there you did a mitzvah. That's the opposite case. So, how could that be? How could it be they don't argue where you were Makai in the mitzvah, and there Rabbi Yeshua says you're Chayiv Achatas. And in the case where you didn't do a mitzvah, then you aren't Chayiv Achatas. That can't be. What's Rabbi Meir talking about? Right? So tomorrow we'll see what the answer is.